and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. It is 7:20, 42 degrees on our way to 77 before it is all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Heather Elward, in to talk about Keep It a Safe Summer that is returning. Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing all right so far. It's nice to see Keep It a Safe Summer back on the calendar. How have things been at least going to this relatively early stage before the event comes back next month?
I think things have been going really well. We're excited. I think we have about 20 vendors signed up so far. So different, you know, activities, different places that provide activities for summer for kids. So we're getting really excited.
All right, well, give us the date and location of Keep It a Safe Summer, Heather.
So it is April 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
All right, and if there are those out there that would be interested in maybe vendoring up at this well-attended event, how can they participate?
They can go to newmanrh.org/safesummer, or they can also find us on Facebook.
All right, Heather, what is going to be taking place for Keep It a Safe Summer here this year? And for folks that are used to the, I'm going to say that the previous format, maybe what could be called the traditional format, is it basically going to be largely the same event after a year or two off?
Yes, I think we're hoping for the same event, just having different activities for kids to do, focusing on, you know, bike safety. They'll receive a bike helmet. Dynamic discs, we're working with them and getting some discs made, just all kinds of outdoor activities, maybe a fun run, not 100% sure on that yet, but hopefully just lots of different fun events for kids. And then door prizes, we have lots of door prizes we're working on.
Lots of door prizes, yeah, and yes. Normally, Heather, you get a lot of kids at this, don't you?
We do. I think we've had up to 1,000. And we're also doing a hot dog meal, so we'll have the grill going with hot dogs and snacks.
Is that going to be manned by the sheriff's office, or is that shifting over to the fire department this year?
I believe, well, they're all involved, so I'm not sure who's cooking it.
Maybe doing that in shifts. Yes. I'm assuming that we're focusing again on those school-age kids like has been in the past?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Just, you know, that, yep, youth age, so anywhere, elementary school age. Up to middle school.
Let me ask you here, because this has typically been right around the close of the academic year, at least the class time year, in the middle late stages of May for Lyon County students. What prompted the push to move this a little bit earlier on the calendar?
Really just, you know, a lot of the summer camps and things were filling up before when we had it so late in the year. And this way there's still opportunity to display, you know, if for parents to get signed up for events. I mean, I think in May they were finding that a lot of the events were already booked. And so they would have booths there, but then they wouldn't, you know, didn't have any resources for parents. So this will give hopefully parents a better opportunity to get enrolled into those different programs. And then just in May, there's so many with graduations and other events going on. We thought April might be a better time for parents.
I tell you, it's
understood,
tough to find
a
week or a date for any activity to be added to the ton of stuff already going on all over the place.
It is, which I think is very exciting for Lyon County to have so many resources for parents. I mean, we just had the baby shower and then, the teddy bear clinic coming up. So I feel like there's a ton of events going on this time of year.
Heather Elward again joining us here. Keep It a Safe Summer coming up April 17th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds with activities both, I believe, inside and outside. You're going to have stuff in the Anderson building as before, right?
Correct.
Okay, good deal. This has typically been geared towards Lyon County students. Does this, you know, shift in the schedule, does this open up more to a maybe a potentially area-wide event, or are you looking still maybe at concentrating on the Lyon County students?
I think just, Lyon County and the surrounding areas.
All right. Well, Heather, give us the date, time, and location, and how, if people want to be a vendor, can they get signed up?
Okay, so it's April 17th from 5 to 8 p.m., and they can go to our website, newmanrh.org/save, or they can also check out our Facebook page, Keep It a Safe Summer.
Easy enough.
There's a Facebook group, yep.
Sounds good. And in case people would like to volunteer or vendor, how do they reach out to you?
We need volunteers, too. So if you have a community group that's interested in volunteering at the event, please reach out to us also.
And that would be through the website, the Facebook page, or other... Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right, Heather, well, thanks so much for your time here today, and best of luck next month.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thanks,
have
Heather.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Heather, you too. We're talking about Keep It a Safe Summer, another April event. She mentioned the Teddy Bear Clinic, and that is coming up Saturday, April the 5th at the Flint Hills Mall.
We'll be getting that scheduled here very shortly for our previews on that, but did want to let you know here that as far as our current calendar is concerned, the Newsmaker Spot, which is 7:20 every weekday, is full to the 18th, so basically the 19th.